You know, there was an interesting article today in the National Review by Andrew McCarthy. And I'm not going to read you the whole story, but he goes into the ideology that was disseminated by Osama bin Laden. And here's what he said. There's a ruling to kill the Americans and their allies. And listen to this now. Osama bin Laden said it is an individual duty for every Muslim who can do it in any country in which it is possible to do it. I'm quoting him now. This is in accordance with the words of Almighty God. And I'm quoting what Osama bin Laden told every Muslim on the earth. Quote, and fight the pagans all together as they fight you all together. And fight them until there is no more tumult or oppression. The direction is to every Muslim. But he says that it's not him saying it. Bin Laden is not saying it. He says he's only the medium transmitting the message of Allah. You see what I'm saying to you? So he gives out a command, and here's what the blind Sheikh Rahman, Sheikh Abdel Rahman, a Quranic scholar who does have the required status to put out such edicts, he said the following. This is from a sheikh quoting their own scriptures from the National Review. I'm very clear on what I'm giving you. Get it right. And if you're going to attack me, you're attacking the National Review and you're attacking the truth. But you better listen to what the blind sheikh wrote to every Muslim. And I want especially to that rotten, stinking, verminous congressman in Woodstock, New York, who wants to bring Michael Savage to Congress to pay attention. You're calling me a threat to national security, sir? By the time I get through with you, if you should call me to Congress, I'll have you in prison because you're in cahoots with Al-Qaeda. You are enabling Al-Qaeda. You are a threat to national security, as are all of the other left-wingers who have signed that edict against that fatwa against Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and the others who want to disseminate the truth. You are the threat to national security. You should be in an orange jumpsuit trying to take away my right to free speech. Here's what the blind sheikh in 1996 said. Muslims everywhere should dismember their nation, tear them apart, ruin their economy, provoke their corporations. Did you hear that? Provoke their corporations? That's with a little help from their friends from the ACLU. Destroy their embassies, attack their interests, sink their ships, shoot down their planes, and kill them on land, at sea, and in the air. Kill them wherever you find them. I didn't write that. That's what the blind sheikh said in 1996 of Americans. Provoke their corporations. So that would be lawsuits against airlines by the flying sheiks, wouldn't it? The flying imams? Ah, and the foot bath thing could be from Osama bin Laden. But don't tell that to leprechaun.com. He had one of these phony holier-than-thou headscarf wearers who turned him into putty last night.